If you would, please turn your Bibles this morning to Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. This morning we're looking at what and who can deliver us. What and who can deliver our nation? Our nation needs delivering. What and who can deliver the church in America? It needs delivering. What and who can deliver the family in America? Oh, the family needs delivering. And if you're apart from Christ this morning, maybe you have counted or relied on something else other than a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You need delivering this morning. This morning we're looking at what and who can deliver us. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, beginning in verse 13, the Word of God says, "This wisdom I have also seen under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it, besieged it, and built great snares around it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that same poor man. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Words of the wise, spoken quietly, should be heard, rather than the shout of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good." Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you for your precious word this morning. And Lord, may we cling to you and look to you and rely on you and your Holy Spirit in us, Lord, to be witnesses for you, because only you can deliver. We give you praise this morning. Please speak through me. I'm nothing without you. And God, may we all draw closer to you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Ecclesiastes, one of my favorite books to study and to look at. And when it says under the sun, this wisdom I've seen under the sun, that is a natural man's view of things. Okay? And he says under the sun several times, and he's like a philosopher looking at the things of God. And a natural man's view, but you see there is practical wisdom, and then there's wisdom that the Holy Spirit of God can give you. Amen? You may not be smart in this world and the things of this world, but if you have the Holy Spirit of God, you have the wisdom of God, and if you need wisdom, ask God, and He is a happy giver of wisdom. All you got to do is ask God for wisdom. Amen? So that's the kind of wisdom we need this morning, is God's wisdom. The world is full of knowledge. You get on the internet and there's so much knowledge today just at your fingertips through the internet. And yet the world is so foolish today because they are not looking for the wisdom of God. Amen? Oh, how we need the wisdom of God. And who and what can deliver us? In this passage of Scripture, we see that this wisdom I have seen under the sun, and it seemed great to me. This was something that a natural man could just stand and marvel at. But let's dig into it, okay? Verse 14, he says, "There was a little city with few men in it." A little city with few men. You know what? The ladies were not here today, could we have church? Could we carry on church? There's few men today. Few men that'll actually stand for the things of God today. You see, a natural man can get all worked over patriotism and all that. And I'm a patriot. But when it comes to the love of God and serving God from a humble heart, there's few men. Few men. And this word man, Isha, means strength. Someone who is strong. There's few men strong in the Lord today. Look at the heroes of the natural man. There'll be basketball players that has a woman in every town. There'll be ungodly men who does all kinds of ungodly things, and that is the heroes of today, of this world, but they are not men who are strong in the Lord. There's few men today. Few people who are strong with strength. And as we read on in verse 14, a great king came against it, besieged it. In other words, he is powerful, this king. He is strong, and he came against this small city. He was strong and has an army. He surrounded this small city with few men in it, and he even has snares that will trap people. This king that comes against this small city, he surrounds it, and he places snares all around it. Strong king. Verse 15. Now there was found in it a poor wise man. Poor and weak. You see, a poor wise man's wisdom delivered it. He was poor. He's weak. And yet, he's wise, it says. It was found in this city. And by his wisdom, verse 15, he delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that same poor man. How sad. You see, his wisdom delivered them. And yet no one remembers him. And by the way, his words are even despised, it goes on and reads. Despised, even his wise words. And he's the one that delivered them. He's the one that will deliver, if you'll only believe. But even his words are despised. His wisdom is truth. You see, wisdom is truth. There is something called absolute truth. Today, worldly wisdom will tell you that there are no absolute truths at all truths. That if someone says this is truth for them, then you got to believe them because it is truth for them. Everyone say hogwash. Yeah. There are absolute truths. Just because you say it's true does not mean it's true. It could be false. But the world's wisdom will say it's wisdom. Believe what you want to believe. But there are absolute truths, young people. I know I tried to change that sometimes in math in college. I did. They'd say, well, this is the answer. It'd be them word problems. If your brother-in-law goes and buys so much of this and sells so much of that, how much would be left? Well, I'd put the answer, and if they would know my ex-brother-in-law, they would think I'm a genius. They would. I'd be a genius if they actually knew my brother-in-law. But see, there are absolute truths. Gravity is true. 2 plus 2 is truth. And there are absolute truths. And listen to me. This poor wise man's wisdom is absolute truth. Absolute truth. You can take it to the bank, what he says. You can try to disprove what this poor wise man says, and if you dig and study it, it will come to you as this is true for me. Because it's absolute truth what the poor wise man's words that delivered this city against a strong, powerful king. Absolute truth. Let's read on. You see, no one remembered and even despised his words. Then I said, verse 16, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised. Is despised. No one remembers. America. The nation I love. The United States of America no longer remembers what our forefathers stood for. Those wise men, most of them were evangelical Christian men. We have forgotten what they stood for. We have forgotten what the men and women of World War II, how they went and fought for our freedom and all the wars since then, those men and women who went and fought for truth and freedom. We've forgotten. All the godly men of our nation of past years, we have forgotten what they said about God. Now we try to wipe what they have said and about God completely out. We have forgotten that poor wise man's words in the church in America. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except by me and through me. That's what Jesus Christ, the truth of God, said. And if you believe or teach some other thing, you need to believe that poor wise man and his word so that he can deliver you today. It is the most hypocritical thing to sit in church in an evangelical blood bought washed by the blood of Jesus and sing victory in Jesus and believe that there are other ways to heaven except through the blood of Jesus. You're a hypocrite. You need saving. You're a lost person. You do not have the wisdom of God. We've forgotten those words that delivers us. We've forgotten the words that delivers the family. Of praying in Jesus' name in the home and trusting God in the home. We've forgotten the words that delivers. Let's read on. Even his words are despised. You know, this is absolute truth. And when it says sin is sin, then that's truth. We can go right down the line what sin is. It says it right here. And yet people despise it. They despise what he says about sin. But who is this poor wise man? You see, there's practical wisdom, what a natural man can see, and he's amazed by it. Then there's people who believe God's word and is full of the Holy Spirit, and they can see the wisdom of God and the very truth of God in His Word. So who is the poor wise man that delivers from the prince of this world? Who delivers? You see, a strong man can move in a heart, but it must take a stronger man to get rid of the strong man. And the stronger one is Jesus Christ. But let's read a little bit about how He became poor. The Lord of glory became poor for a reason. Isaiah chapter 53, if you would, turn there with me. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Just turn right there from Ecclesiastes. Who has believed our report, verse 1, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness, and when we see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised. Everyone say despised. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and that's a hallelujah right there. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The world wisdom cannot understand that. They stand in amazement, though. They cannot understand how wisdom has delivered us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, please turn there with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, way over in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible is the best commentary on itself. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. See, they are all in philosophy and stuff like that. But listen about the wisdom of God. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. I dare you to glory yourself in the presence of God. But of Him, verse 30, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. That's the wisdom of God. That's the wisdom of God. Philippians chapter 2. You can turn there. Read it. It says that he became a servant, that Jesus Christ, that we are to have this mind in us like Jesus Christ has, how he emptied himself and became a servant. He became a man. He lowered himself. He humbled himself and took on the form of a servant and went to the cross. And now every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's wisdom of God. That's the wisdom that delivers. That's the wisdom that delivers. Nothing else will deliver. Only the wisdom of God. It's foolishness to the world. The world's wisdom says, I can do it myself. Or even a false religion will tell you that you can become righteous. You can actually deliver yourself, but no flesh can glory in His presence. It cannot be done. You must be in the wisdom of God. You must be baptized in Jesus. You must be immersed in Jesus Christ. That's the wisdom of God. That's the wisdom that you should seek. He's the light of the world. If you're not in Christ, you are stumbling around. You're blinded. You're blinded. That's the wisdom that will deliver. He says on in Ecclesiastes, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard because men want to hear what other men say, and they like to hear themselves talk. We need the wisdom of God. Words of the wise spoken quietly should be heard. You see, the Spirit of God will touch your heart. The Spirit of God, He will speak to you in a still, small voice and says, come, come follow Me. Rather than the shout of a ruler of fools. There's a lot of foolish talk today, isn't it? There's a lot of foolish talk in America. You listen to our president today, in every speech he'll say I about umpteen 50 times. A lot of foolish talk. How we need to return to the words of this poor wise man. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Why in the world was that phrase put there? One sinner can destroy much good. Why is that there? He delivers a city. We cling to Him, He'll deliver us. But see, there's few men who are strong, few people who are strong. How in the world can we be strong spiritually but having the Holy Spirit? That's the only way. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Stand in His strength and in the power of His might. Listen to me, please. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Every one of you are sinners. And it don't matter if you feed 10,000 hungry babies every day and say that you're a good person. You may serve in vacation Bible school every year at Cooper Baptist Church. You may haul this off or do that, and you may do all that kind of good stuff, and it's good. You may do Little League and give all your time to the little children, and you may do this and that. You may do a lot of good, but you're a sinner, and one sinner destroys it. You need delivering. You need Jesus. Listen to the words of the poor wise man who left the portals of glory and came and dwelt among us. He is one of us. Now we have a great high priest that delivers. Listen to his words. Oh, flesh cannot glory in His presence. There's a lot of foolishness today. That is foolishness. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. He will deliver. I've been delivered. I've been delivered. Won't you be delivered? Let us pray. Oh God, oh how we need to return and remember and not despise your words. Oh God, there's so many who think they're good because they're religious. They do not know you and even despise your word. Oh God, may your Holy Spirit touch the heart. May they not harden their heart this morning, but may they run to you for deliverance. God, help us to quit playing around and quit playing church and get serious for you. That's what will deliver our nation and our families and our churches. We'll get serious again for you. And remember, may it all be for the praise of your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.